Welcome to Indianapolis and NFL Combine 2015. Mike Keith with Titans head coach Ken Wisenhunt. Just finishing your media session, not just with members of local media, but national media. And you really have to be on your guard because you get questions on all different sorts of things. What's that experience like for you?
It's always interesting. It comes at you from all kinds of different angles. Some of the questions are quite unique, but you just have to have a plan for how you're going to answer them and what you're trying to get out of each question.
You've been coming to the Combine for a long time, way back to your days as a player. Can you believe how big it's become and what a spectacle it is now?
It's funny because Robbie and I were talking about that as we were walking over here, the difference in what it was 20 years ago and what it is now. It's amazing, the amount of interest, the number of people that are here, the type of questions you get asked. All of that has changed so much.
And you get so many quarterback questions. Obviously, a lot of Jameis Winston, a lot of Marcus Mariota, a lot of Zach Mettenberger, and your thoughts. Do you have to be careful about what you say in this sort of setting, knowing that people are going to parse your words all over the place?
Well, I think you got to know coming in that that's going to be an important part of the discussion, as it should be. That's an important position. We have an opportunity with the number two pick to make a decision there that could impact this franchise going forward. So, I think one of the things that we've made sure that we've done is we've talked to Zach about this process and that there's going to be things that are said that weren't necessarily portrayed the right way. That's the way it is today. But really all he can worry about is making sure he gets healthy, that he continues to work and improve and take care of his business. And this whole process of evaluating all of these guys, and I know it's important because there's two quarterbacks that everybody's talking about, but there's other players too that are dynamic football players that are worthy of that number two pick that you have to evaluate as well. So the way this thing goes for the next couple of months is going to be all over the place, but it's important that a lot of these guys are talked about because there is a chance for somebody to make a big difference for our organization.
Big talk here at the Combine today about Mariota and Winston throwing. And there's some speculation that both guys are going to throw on Saturday during the workout. Either way it goes, is it a big deal to you?
Well, I'd like to see him throw. This is an opportunity to, for lack of a better term, be competitive. I mean, we understand that they don't have their receivers, that the guys aren't going to be in the same spots. So, sometimes it may not look as pretty as maybe you would be at your pro day, but you got to understand this is an opportunity for you to, in a competitive situation, to go out there and compete. And that's a part of the evaluation process.
What does Titans general manager Rustin Webster think about Winston and Mariota throwing? Amy Wells is standing by with Webster.
Now, Rustin, as Mike has mentioned, with these guys throwing, what is that going to be like and how is that going to impact your evaluation? Is that something you need to see? Is it important that you see guys throwing here at the Combine?
Well, this is a competitive situation here. So whenever one steps up, you like to see the other step up and compete. So it is important for all these guys to work out. But for two quarterbacks of their, so highly thought of, to come out here and throw, that's a good thing for both of them.
Now, evaluating those two guys, Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, how much evaluation have you done already and how much more do you have to do?
We still have a lot to do. Our scouts have done a good job gathering information. We spent 2 weeks in meetings and we spent one whole day on quarterbacks. So watched a lot of film on them together. So the evaluation process has started and it'll just continue. We have a lot of work to do on them both.
Now everyone here is kind of lingering on every word you say, trying to decide what your next move's going to be. But you've kind of said, if I'm interpreting it correctly, that everything's still on the table and there's really no limit to what you guys might do. Is that correct?
That is correct. I mean, I think there's no reason to make a decision now, and we're not going to do that. I mean, we're going to do our due diligence. We're going to do our research. We're going to take the process all the way through before we make any decisions. There are a lot of good players that'll be available for us at the second pick. That's the one thing about picking so high is you get a chance to get a real impact player. So, and there's several of them. So, we'll just go through the whole process and figure it out when the time comes.
Now, switching over to the defensive side of the ball, the addition of Dick LeBeau, how has that changed the way you're evaluating defensive players here this week?
Well, I think, you know, the 3-4 was a major transition for us last year, and we have a lot of work to do there. Dick can help us in that area. He's been a 3-4 guy for many years, and we'll look to him for some guidance, especially at that linebacker position where we really need to find some help.
All right. Thanks, Reston. We appreciate you taking some time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy. One part of the story today on Jameis Winston is Tampa Bay Buccaneer coach Lovie Smith saying that he would be comfortable having Jameis Winston as the face of the franchise. A lot of people took that as an endorsement of the former Florida State quarterback who has had off-the-field difficulties. As I welcome Amy Wells back in, we mentioned that today offensive linemen and tight ends, along with kickers, the focus of the media interviews. Tomorrow, much more interesting in terms of impact and profile.
Absolutely. Tomorrow's a really exciting day. We have wide receivers, quarterbacks, and running backs. So we finally get a chance to see some of these skill players, have them talk to the media. So it should be a big day. I'm really excited.
And more general managers and coaches, along with media members, talking here at NFL Combine 2015. For Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for joining us at TitansOnline.com.